Hello, my friend, and welcome to Lucky 13 episode of TFU News and Views. I am your host, Anthony Brucalli, owner-operator, maniac behind TFU.info and Transformers University, and all the assorted fun social media stuff that goes along with it. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about our Patreon, which I talked about last episode as well, of News and Views, and there's going to be a slight change to the Patreon goal that we had set up, that I had set up, of re-editing the Machinima Combiner Wars series. Now, it's not that it's not possible, and it's not that I don't want to take a shot at it. In fact, I had put together a version of the first episode that cut it down by about 2 minutes and had moved the pacing along. Now, I can't fix the acting. I was able to fix some of the animation by employing a few of my editing tricks that I've learned over the years as a video editor. And you know what? I got it looking pretty decent for something I worked on really for about an hour. So it's not a matter of time, and it's not a matter of ability to do it. The question comes to a personal belief and a personal level of ethics that I kind of overlooked. And part of that is the recut video I did. It was taken down by YouTube due to a copyright claim by Go90. And I really thought about it at that point, and I was like, what am I doing? As someone who is opposed primarily to the unlicensed third-party toy movement, I really thought long and hard about this and realized I was being kind of hypocritical to do this. While I'm not charging money for you to watch my recuts of this series, I am asking you to join Patreon for me to do it. And I am, at some point, hoping to get YouTube to a point where I can monetize my videos, as most people who are on YouTube do, who have a following. Look, I've never said that I do this for free. The website TFU.info does carry some ads. I don't try to inundate people with them. I've never hit people with pop-ups or anything along those lines. So with that said, I really thought about what I was doing here, and it occurred to me that I was doing basically what I talk about when it comes to unlicensed third-party Transformers, that I was taking the easy route. I was taking a route that was, look, I won't pull punches here. Combiner Wars is bad. It's not entertaining. It's not good animation. It's some decent acting by some of the people on there. Some good acting by some of the people on there. The guy who plays Megatron is fantastic. Frank Todaro, who's been on my shows, he's great as Starscream. Now, is he written well? Probably not. But that's not his role in, it's not Frank's role. And everything, Frank gets a script and he's told to read it and read it a certain way and portray a certain thing, and he does a phenomenal job in it. And I have not watched Titans Return, and Power of the Primes is coming up in about a week, and I'm sure some of the acting there, as they got bigger names and better people like Mark Hamill, and and they kept Frank on, they brought on Greg Berger. There's going to be good stuff there. I'm absolutely certain of it as far as the acting goes. However, the execution on everything else, I'm at liberty as a viewer to say it's not entertaining. Now, that's my job as a viewer. It's not my job as a viewer and a fan to go back and say, you did this wrong, I'm going to do this right. That is one of my issues with unlicensed third-party figures and that whole mentality. Additionally, it's not my job to take your work, your being Machinima or Go90, and turn it into something good and call it my work. That's what I feel unlicensed third-party toys do. They go out and they do half the work. They build the toy. They didn't build the character. They didn't build the reason why you want to buy it. Otherwise, it's just a robot toy, right? When you say, I want a masterpiece scale version of so-and-so to fit on my masterpiece shelf to hang out with my other official masterpiece scale toys, and a company goes and makes that, they're stepping into a place they don't belong because they didn't do the work to make you want that character. They're jumping in and going, well, I have that. And that's one, in my mind, it, to put it very simply, is unfair. And two, is lazy. And so I took a look at myself as far as, do I want to be this person? And I don't. I don't want to be the person that does that. So I am changing the Patreon goal. And I've already told my patrons who are already on, they have a chance to opt out now before May 1st when their credit cards get charged. Additionally, if any of the eight who are currently on hear this late or have not read any messages and want a refund, I am going to refund them fully because if the Machinima thing is what they wanted, I can't deliver on that within the confines of Patreon and YouTube. Now, as an editor, as an exercise in video editing, sure, it could be something fun to do to try to improve upon what was made. And I'll probably do that. But I will put it somewhere where, one, it won't be monetized, and two, I will not charge people to watch it. Because if it's just an exercise in editing and in embellishing something that was already created, it should be free. And so I will do that for free when I do it. So that said, I do need another Patreon goal. Now, I don't know what that is at the moment. However, I will tell you that the first Patreon goal is going to be reduced from 100 users to 25 users. Now, if you have any ideas, hit me up on Twitter, which is where I usually am, at TFU_info. You can also hit me up on email at info@TFU.info. Those two things come to me fairly quickly. And so if you have an idea for the Patreon goal, or if you have any questions about my change of heart in this, reach out to me. I'll be happy to talk about it. But yeah, I am looking for ideas. I've already laid it out there to some of my patrons. Additionally, some of them are already reaping the benefits of being a Patreon patron by being able to pick out a toy for me to review on the YouTube channel. So there is something really cool and exotic coming as far as reviews go on the YouTube channel, and that is from our patrons. Additionally, there is a currently a poll for some of our junior class members and up to decide on what I'm going to do this weekend on the YouTube channel and what I'm going to bring to the table in a live setting. So that's going to wrap up this edition of TFU News and Views, and there is going to be more on this podcast. There's a new episode of Transformers University on the way. Just wanted to fill you all in on the changes in the Patreon. If you want to join the Patreon, it is at patreon.com/TFUinfo. The ranges of pledges go from $1 up to $50, and there's only just the $50 level. Everything else is $10 or less. So come on by. Help support the show. And if you can't do that, there's always our Amazon link, tfu.info/Amazon. Anything you buy on Amazon after that, whenever you do decide to buy something on Amazon after that, they kick back some change to us to help us fund the show. Until next time, this is TFU News and Views. See you.